to Birmingham. Just your thoughts on joining the club, first of all.
Obviously, absolutely delighted to go over the line and get signed last week. I knew their interest a few weeks back, and they had a few bids rejected, and I just wanted it to kind of get over and done with. And so when I got the call last Thursday, it was, and it basically everything just happened so quick, and I was down on the Friday morning in the squad Saturday, and yeah, so delighted it's happened and can't wait to get started.
And how do you view this move, this opportunity for you?
Well, it's a great opportunity to come down here in the Championship. As I say, everyone says it's probably the hardest league, if not the world, to get out of. So you're going to have that chance to come down here and do what I've been doing, and hopefully I can progress as a player and express myself and see what happens and improve the team, hopefully, and kick on for the playoffs. But yeah, delighted to be here. Massive club and can't wait.
And have you noticed differences already between training and playing in this country and what you were used to in Scotland?
No, not so far, because we had a few games, like Saturday, Tuesday games, so training hasn't been too hard, and the boys have been taking it easy just to keep the recovery quicker. So I can't really tell too much so far, but I've been in the gym a few times, which I need to do. We've never done much of that back up in Scotland, so it's a physical league, and I know that myself. I need to get stronger and sharper and fitter. But I just can't wait and looking forward to the home game on Saturday.
You had a little taste of the Championship the other night at Wigan. What did you make of that?
Yeah, it was good. It was good to make my debut and finally got on the pitch. But we're obviously disappointed. We couldn't hold on to the win. We were on the back foot when I came on, so I didn't show what I could do on the other side. But obviously disappointed. But it was good to get on and can't wait for Saturday to play at home and hopefully get the 3 points.
So what are you do you think you'll bring to Birmingham City?
Hopefully I can create chances, score goals. Basically, if I can keep doing what I've been doing and help the team get up to push for the playoffs, I'll be delighted. And the lads have welcomed me so far. So yeah, it's a great bunch of boys here.
This is a big step, isn't it, coming to the Championship? Did you think this was going to happen for you? Have you always aimed for this? Is this where you've wanted to be?
Yeah, it's always something I've thought about, if I ever get that chance to go down south and test myself. But as I say, like, everyone always says to you, oh, boys go up there and they never do it. But on the other hand, you could pick out boys that have done it as well and have kicked on. So hopefully, I just want to keep on believing in myself, and hopefully I can improve as a player and improve the team and take it from there.
Everybody needs a hotspot that triggers them into things. What's yours? Is it, perhaps doing this as well as you can here, playing in the Premier League, international football? Have you got your own ambitions?
Yeah, as I say, I've always had ambitions. When I was at Dundee, you always think, if I keep on working hard, I might get that chance to go down south, and it's happened. But now I need to go and work harder. And right now, I'm not really thinking about the Scottish international thing. I'm just want to focus on breaking into the Birmingham team and into the first team, and hopefully I can show what I can do, then I can think about international later on.
Gary Rowett's very strong on team spirit, that togetherness, that working together. Have you found that in the dressing room? Have you felt that? Because at times they can be a crazy bunch.
Yeah, no, I've seen that in the last two games. He wants you to really work hard, and if someone gives the ball away, he just run that extra yard and cover him, and you know what I mean? It's a real togetherness in that changing room. So yeah, I've seen that in the last few games.
And just finally from me, Greg, about the derby this weekend, really, against Wolves. What's been your derby experiences up in Scotland so far?
Well, I've been to the Old Firm a good few times, but I played in the Dundee derby. That was a wee bit feisty, but nothing like the Old Firm, right enough. But I've heard a few of the boys are saying about Birmingham Villa. That's meant to be a feisty one. I've seen a few of them as I was growing up on Scarborough. But I'm looking forward to this weekend, and it's another derby, and it's another one for the fans. They'll be right up for it, and we need to go out there and get the 3 points for them.
It'd be great to make an impact straight away for you if you're given the opportunity, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, as a new player, that's the first thing you want to do, is